This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Nancy Mendoza, last name M for Mary, E for Europe, N for Nancy, D for David, O, Z for Zebra, A for Apple. First name Nancy, N for Nancy, A for Apple, N for Nancy, C for Charlie, Y. Date January 13, 2023, period, new paragraph. She's a 64-year-old female patient who comes with a history of uncontrolled hypertension, coma, palpitation, and history of anxiety, period, new paragraph. She denies having any chest pressure, coma, chest tightness or a chest heaviness, period. She does describe having momentary left precordial sharp pain on January 9, 2023, which happened twice, and at that time she had noticed that her heart was beating fast, period. She would get short of breath on walking about a mile, and her functional capacity has decreased by about more than 50% in last 1 year, period. She would get short of breath on climbing two flights, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. History of palpitation, which generally is in relation to anxiety or a stress, period. She has been under increased stress for last 2 years, and her blood pressure has been higher in last 2 years, period. No history of any cough with expectoration, comma, edema of feet, comma, bleeding tendency, or a GI problem, period. New paragraph. History of hypertension diagnosed about 10 years ago, and after treatment, the blood pressure was better, so she discontinued meds on her own, period. Then recently, about 2 years ago, she was noticed to have high blood pressure, and medications were started, period. Her blood pressure was particularly high 2 months ago when it was around 170 millimeters of mercury, period. Her symptom of palpitation is off and on, generally with the anxiety, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 77 years, and mother died at the age of 80 years due to lung problem in relation to smoking, period. New paragraph. Social history. She smoke one pack a day from the age of 16 years to 21 years, and then she quit smoking, period. For last 6 months, she's been taking 3 glasses of wine per day, and about 1 week ago, she decided to quit taking the alcohol, period. See, new paragraph. Menstrual history, she had a 2 full-term normal delivery, and she had a hysterectomy at the age of 33 years, period. New paragraph. Personal history, she is 5'3" tall, and her weight is 155 pounds, period. new paragraph. Past history of gastritis, period. If I did not give you the age, she's 64-year-old, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative. Period, pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness. Homan sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. Peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both pedal pulses, which are 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 146 over 990 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, within mid-clavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is 1 plus S4 and an ejection systolic click, period. No S3 and no significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm and non-specific STT changes with short SHORT PR interval, P for Paul capital, R capital interval at 112 milliseconds, period. Analysis, the patient blood pressure is not controlled and the plan is to add the bistolic, B for boy, Y, S, T for Tom, O, L for Larry, I for India, C for Charlie, 5 milligram PO once a day, period. Patient is advised to continue valsartan, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, hydrochlorothiazide at 320/12.5 milligram PO once a day, period. She is advised low salt, low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid diet, period. She is also advised coronary calcium score and pros and cons of coronary calcium score were explained to the patient in detail, period. She is advised to monitor her blood pressure at home and at the next visit bring her home blood pressure record and her home blood pressure unit, period. Patient understood various suggestions well and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, hypertension not controlled. Next line number two, shortness of breath on moderate exertion with 50% decrease in physical capacity over last 1 year, period. Next line. Number three, recurrent palpitation generally in relation to anxiety episode, period. Number four, history of anxiety. Next, number five, history of gastritis, period. Number six, anxiety and stress. Next line, number seven, history of hysterectomy at the age of 38 years, period. Next line, number eight, possible peripheral vascular disease, period. And atypical chest pain, which should be number two or three, number three diagnosis. So can you put it there and accordingly change the number for other diagnosis, period. New paragraph. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.